So as you can tell, there are many, many, many possible threads from this text that we had in John today. And the one that stuck with me is, what are the stories that we tell ourselves? Either the positive stories that we tell ourselves, or when we're feeling down, or sometimes we might feel especially negative about our lives or those events that are going around us. But each of those stories impact us. Each of those stories can change our mood, our how we relate with one another. And then also we think about how they might build us up, or those stories that might tear us down, not only for ourselves, but it also impacts our families and those around us, that as we are part of the bigger community. And sometimes there are ideas that we circle with that goes through a cycle. And then how do we break that cycle to see ourselves as God sees us? And there's been studies, like always, once you find one good study, they continue on. But there's been studies recently, probably for years, about the positive and negative stories we tell ourselves and how that has the effect not only on our emotions, but on our mental and physical health. So our thought today is, how do we change those negatives, those narratives, those cycles, to build the positive, to rebuild us, to see ourselves as God sees us each and every day? And then what do we thirst for? So we talk about living water and the spirit that dwells within it. What do we thirst for to hear or to be said to us? As we encounter the Samaritan woman that goes to the well at noon. It doesn't say by herself, but more than likely she's by herself. The story of why is she by herself? Well, probably because for some reason or another, she's been widowed 5 times, maybe some other circumstances. But the person that she's currently living with is not her own husband. So she's probably one of those on the fringe of society. So she lives by herself. She draws water by herself rather than in the community. Now on this day as she goes, she encounters Christ. And in the story, Christ is unafraid to talk to her. He seeks to ask her to draw water for him, regardless of who she is. And as she gets into conversation with him, she's like, "Sir, you have no bucket and the well is deep. Where did you get this living water? Where did you get this water that is for us?" But each time Christ presents this new idea, and the woman at the well asks more questions to understand, and then Christ reveals these truths about her that no one should know about. And that to her stirs up this curiosity and this yearning to take part of the water that is being offered to him, to her. Not only this gift that has been given, but the challenge that is presented. The challenge of this living water and the spirit, and to understand and to share that story with others. And the challenge of the disciples coming back, that Christ is giving them, that the harvest is ready, that the work was set before you, long before you, by the prophets, by those that came before you, and all you have to do is reap the harvest, to give and share and to respond to the needs of those that we come across. And for the Samaritan woman, she's excited by this news, this living water that of eternal life, that the spring that gushes forth from Christ. She's excited by this, and she wants to share it with her community. So she goes and tells them the story of this man that she's encountered, this Messiah. And they listen to her. They listen and respond and in turn go and find Christ there by the well and invite him to their village to learn more about this eternal life. But the stories, they listened to her. They didn't shun or outcast or say, "Oh, you silly woman, that couldn't have happened." They listened to her and they sought to learn more about what she was saying. So what can we encounter from this story, from this encounter with Christ and the Samaritan woman? And then not only that, but exploring God's love for us all. That Christ didn't go to the populated areas with Jews and those that had already heard the story. But Christ goes to the outcasts, those ones, the Samaritans that were not friends of the Jews at the time. He goes and he shares continually the story of God's love, that he is God's Son come to earth, that he is I Am, that he is God incarnate there with them. And that gift that he's giving of his love, of God's love for us and for others, that gift of grace, it can build up our relationship. It can build us up when we are feeling down in that negative spiral. That with that, we can share God's love for us with others. Because we're all joined together in the baptismal waters. They were joined and raised with Christ. So when we thirst for peace of mind or peace for our body or acceptance, to remember that God is with us, that God is life within us, refreshing and renewing us with that love and peace and grace that sustains us. That when we're have that negative story going through our mind, we can remember that God is with us, crying for us as we cry out, searching for us as we seek, sitting beside us in the silence when we have no words to express, and helping us to feed the positive into our story we tell about ourselves. To remember that God's love for us all is unconditional. That God calls us and meets us where we are. And I'll close with these thoughts from Ernesto Cornelda. These thoughts that God is everywhere, not just within us. That we have felt God's presence and desired it, and that is why we withdraw into silence and solitude. For the time being, we want no other creature to impress us, only God. As the lake reflects the sky when it is calm, we find God's reflection best in solitude and peace. We have only to be quiet and purified for God's face to show, and God's face is the human one, whose face was printed on God's veil, and God's face can be seen the less clearly in all creation, that we are mirrors of God created to reflect God. Even when the water is disturbed, it still reflects the sky. So as we go back into our week, think of these words of promises, these words that can influence us as we delve deeper in our understanding of our relationship with God. Amen.